Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Flint Hills Christian School Principal Tim McDonald and Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Scott Holzhoff. Just a reminder, phone lines are open if you do want to call in and ask any questions, 785-537-1350. And gentlemen, we kind of talked about in the previous segment, kind of catching up with both your schools and seeing how the winter's gone so far. Now let's look ahead a little bit and look at the events you got coming up over the break. It looks like there's quite a bit going on for both schools.
Yes, there is. We've got our K-4 and kindergarten roundup that will be coming up on March 2nd. That's the first Friday of next month. That's when we do it every year. And, of course, we'll also be getting into our re-enrollment period for our current families. But, we'd invite families that are looking at Christian schools to come out. And we have two sessions, one at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 2nd and one at 6:30 in the evening, trying to catch those different time frames for people. They can contact the school office for information. They can look on our Facebook page. We've got a flyer posted there or on our website as well. So that's one of the big things that we've got coming up here. We've also, today we're actually doing sixth grade shadow day, so our sixth graders are going around following seventh and eighth graders, learning what junior high might be like, because our sixth grade is a contained classroom. And next Tuesday we've got our Donuts for Dads, so dads will be coming in with their kids, getting a sweet treat and having a good time there.
That sounds good. Plus a good name, Donuts for Dads. Well done.
We've got a couple. We do muffins for mom, but later, and I got a couple moms that want to know why they can't have donuts.
Do you have to have a student at the school to come for Donuts for Dads?
I think you could come and play like you're somebody's dad or granddad. We do invite granddads to come too,
but I know
you're not that old. But you can be an adoptive parent. How's that? How about, is that better? A little bit better. Adoptive dad.
What are the financial obligations to that? The emotional side, I'm fine with.
we'll not charge you. The donuts are free.
Well, there we go.
When's that again?
That is next Tuesday.
All right, well, we know where Dave will be.
Come on out. We'll look for you about 8:15.
Wait a minute.
Ooh.
In the morning?
In the morning. Hey.
Do you deliver?
Do you eat your donuts at night?
I don't know that there's a time limitation when it comes to donuts for Dave.
Oh,
or dads.
Okay, Donuts for Dave. We'll have to have our own Donuts for Dave one of these days.
Donuts for Dave. That kind of has a ring to it as well.
Yeah, DFD.
D&D.
All right. Scott, Manhattan Catholic Schools, what's coming up?
Oh, man. We started pre-enrollment in February, and it goes through February for our current families. But we have enrollment at any time for anybody interested in enrolling. I'm always giving tours. I've given about 5 tours the last couple weeks. So people can call and set up a time, and I will give them a tour of the facilities and talk about Manhattan Catholic Schools. Also this month, February 22nd from 7 to 8, we have our pre-kindergarten and kindergarten information night. And typically we have 50 to 80 people attend. So if you're interested in a preschool child care program or kindergarten at Manhattan Catholic, feel free to come. You don't have to tell us you're coming. Just show up. We'll have some snacks and drinks, and then you'll get to meet the teachers and child care director. And the administration will be there to talk to you as well. So it's always a fun night. I'd like to show off the school, especially now that we've had a lot of construction done. Our scores are fantastic, so we get to do that. It's neat.
Donuts included in any of those snacks?
I think we have cookies that night, typically.
Okay.
And
that's
all
night, right?
February 22nd. Dave, I'll give you a personal invitation when our dads gather, but it's not at school.
We just need like a food calendar sort of thing. Well, we know when there's going to be some food somewhere and write it down and we'll give Dave a Mike and Marantz and we'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to tell everybody that we have an advancement coordinator that we had just hired in January, and her name is Ashley O'Haver, and she's taken over a lot of the marketing and fundraising for the school, and she's been doing fantastic. We also have Tim Giller as executive in residence that's helping me with special projects that we have going. So those two are new at Manhattan Catholic Schools. It's been very refreshing having help, because typically, you know, as a principal, you're on your own for a lot of things. And so a little bit of help has been fantastic. And we've got a pancake feed at the Utopia Room February 13th. February 13th, it's next Tuesday, from 5 to 8. All you can eat pancakes.
You sure about that?
$7 tickets. You can get them online, pay them for them online. $8 at the door. So it's going to be one of our fundraisers for this semester.
All you can eat. Uh-oh.
You know, I
might have to send you a ticket, Dave.
Oh. Brady may want to go too, you know.
Oh, that's true. He might.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like pancakes?
Nobody.
Exactly. Real quick, obviously that everybody's worried about the flu bug, and everybody seems like everybody's sick. I mean, I'm still holding on to a cough that I cannot wait to get rid of. I'm going to be looking up so many remedies tonight. Like, there has to be something. I'm going to have some stock in cough drops before it's too long. But as far as for your schools, how's that been going as far as dealing with the sickness and those sort of things?
Well, when I came to K-Man this morning, walking down the hall, there was a fog of Lysol. So we're trying to treat the door handles and the rooms and stuff. We've had quite a few sick.
Yeah, we've had our share. I don't have any numbers, and it seems to be maybe slowing down a little bit. A couple weeks ago, we were probably a little heavier than it is right now. But, yeah, I think, kids are kids, and they've got to build up some immunities, and they're just, the flu bug going around is really pretty pretty tough this year.
I imagine the immunity of immunity systems of principals has to be pretty high, right?
Yeah, it can vary by year, but seem to weather it pretty good for the most part. Nothing too severe most years.
I mean, you're all on ground zero there all the time, so
we catch it all.
There you go. One thing, Scott, that you mentioned that I want to ask about, because especially when it comes to schools like Flint Hills Christian School and Manhattan Catholic Schools. You mentioned the fundraising mechanism to that and some help that you're getting with that. How big of a process is that or focus? I'm sure that's a big focus for both your schools, the fundraising portion, since it's not like a public school where it is state funded.
That's correct. We don't get any state funds. So we're a tuition-based school, so our parents have to pay tuition. The churches help subsidize the school, and that would be St. Thomas More, $7, and for a small part, St. Isidore's as well. Salina Diocese helps as well. So part of our funding comes from that, and then Ashley O'Haver will be in charge of fundraising about 20 to 25% of our budget, which is large. So we'll have annual fund drive. We'll have an auction. We'll have a golf tournament in the summer, and then we're trying to limit the number of fundraisers, because you can nickel and dime your parents to death, but we try to have a couple big fundraisers during a school year that the school's responsible for.
And Tim, I'm guessing it's the same with Flint Hills Christian.
Oh, yeah, we all have to do some fundraising. And I think it's across the board. You know, I've had neighborhood kids that go to public school come by trying to sell me gift cards and one thing or another, so it's not limited to us, but it probably plays a little more significant role for us as a Christian private schools. And we have the auction in the fall, we have our general fund drive in the spring. We'll be participating in the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation Grow Green Match Day coming up in April, that helps our endowment funds that we do have. Yeah, and we're doing something a little different this year. We're going to be hosting a concert at McCain Auditorium on April 13th, featuring a couple of bands, one called Sanctus Real and the other Manic Drive. And information will be coming out and be advertising on that. And it will be just something to support the community, but it will also, if it goes well, it will provide a little bit of funds for us as well.
That's going to be pretty exciting. Has your school done something like that?
Not in the near future or near past. We have so just one of our parents is kind of promoting this and working through it, and so we're looking forward to seeing just how that goes. But yeah, it'll be something where you know, hopefully we can get a lot of people into McCain and be some good music, and people enjoy it.
Well, I'm sure we'll have more information when we have you back here in a couple months.
Okay, sounds good.
Tim McDonald, Flint Hills Christian School, and Scott Holzhoff, Manhattan Catholic Schools. Thanks so much, gentlemen, for coming in and speaking with us. If you missed any of this edition of In Focus, it is online, on demand, or will be a little bit later this afternoon on newsradiokman.com. Thanks for listening. Happy Thursday.
All right, Brady, thank you much. And coming up tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo to join us. Get a peek at how things went in 2017 and a lot of things in the works for 2018. John Buttenhoff with the State Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. He's with Kansas Farm Bureau, actually from Lincoln, Kansas. We'll be talking about their event that's coming up. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Join us for the Bruce Weber Show tonight at 7.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. K-M-A-N, Manhattan. This is...